Welcome to Remember Blank, the Patreon exclusive show where me and Blessing remember our favorite and sometimes least favorite video game memories. If you want to join in on the nostalgia, head on over to kindoffunny.com/rememberblank, where we are looking for all your stories about video games and things like that. However, this week's topic is ripped from PS I Love You XOXO. Let's remember Street Fighter. Blessing, you just reviewed Street Fighter 6 over on PS I Love You XOXO. What did you give it?
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
A 4 out of 5.
Yes.
That close to greatness.
Oh, it's a very great video game. In fact, I could see myself over maybe the course of the year, right over the course of the generation, looking back and going, oh, this is actually very much a 5 out of 5.
Yep.
Right? It's what I started off my review with, which is the fact that, you know, I'm playing this game for review during the embargo period, right? And it's 2 to 3 weeks of me playing this game, and a lot of that being World Tour, which World Tour just did not work on me. I did not enjoy that mode. And so that kind of brought it down a little bit, you know, the desire for a bigger and greater single-player campaign mode for Street Fighter. But when you remove World Tour and just look at the fighting mechanics of the game, it is a phenomenal fighting game. It is something that I think is going to help set the tone for what fighting games end up becoming over the course of the next generation, as we're getting more and more coming out soon.
Yeah.
Right? Mortal Kombat, Tekken.
No shortage of them.
No shortage.
Multiverses will be back at some point.
it'll be back. Apparently, it'll be back early next year, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Street Fighter VI is phenomenal.
It's funny you say all that, because that's exactly, I don't know. We haven't actually talked about, we haven't talked about your Street Fighter review, my Diablo review, and I'm in the same place that I gave Diablo 4 out of 5, and I'm like, we're scratching the surface. This could easily, in 2 months, I could tell you it's a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
But it's where I'm at right now.
That sucky thing of when I put 100 hours into Street Fighter, by the time I get there, I checked my hours today, and I was shocked to see I've already played like 20-something hours, right?
Yeah.
That's not counting the close and open betas that I've done over the course of the year. I might have done like 40 hours of this game already.
Yeah.
A speck of that, by when it's all said and done, a speck of it is going to be World Tour.
Yeah, exactly. But right now, that's what dominates your impressions and what you've been able to actually do. Yeah, I hear you on that one. We, of course, on Remember Blank, remember video games. And Blessing, this is Street Fighter VI. We want to obviously remember Street Fighter in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to ask you, you've been excited for Street Fighter VI since its announcement. Obviously, last year at SGF, you spent a lot of time over in their booth playing it over there. For you, when does a love affair with Street Fighter start?
A love affair is actually not, like, my love affair with Street Fighter is actually fairly recent.
Yeah.
But my history with Street Fighter goes back a while, because I remember my first time playing it would have been back in the day when I would go to my friend's Addison house.
Addison always got the games.
Addison always had the games.
Do you
games.
Ever talk to Addison anymore?
No, I should.
I feel like you should drop Addison a line at some point and be like, yo, I use you in a lot of content.
Yeah,
Thank you for everything you
Addison
gave me.
Addison might actually be one of the reasons I'm here today, because I'll play a lot of... He had all the consoles that I didn't.
And
he always had the cooler consoles. I didn't grow up with the Super Nintendo. He had a Super Nintendo, right? Well, I had an N64. Okay.
I thought you were about to talk shit about the Sega Genesis.
He had a PS1. He had a PS2 before I did. And so I was getting a lot of games from Addison's house. But he was the one that had Super Street Fighter 2. On the SNES, and I remember going to his place, playing that with him. I would choose Dalzim because Dalzim looked like an interesting character, and even at the time, he would make fun of me.
This man has an interesting backstory,
Who's this interesting guy, Dalzim? He has the stretchy limbs that always appeal to me, and I remember even at the time, Addison making fun of me for picking Dalzim, and it's funny how that's still a thing. If you pick Dalzim in Street Fighter, you're going to get
still
made fun
mocked.
Of. But yeah, like, that's where it started, where that was new to me, the idea of playing this fighting game. Like, I think I might have been familiar with Mortal Kombat at the time, but even then, I don't even know how deep that ran. And so Street Fighter was the, oh, okay, I'm just fighting you in this game. Okay, let's go. And that exposed me to that world quite a bit. And then from there, you know, Street Fighter, over the years, I would fall off of, because I always found the Soul Calibers and the, like, even the Smash Brothers games to be more appealing to me for where I was at growing up. And even Mortal Kombat actually became the big one, where when I got my PS2, I loved Mortal Kombat Deception so much. I loved Mortal Kombat Armageddon. That was my franchise for a while. But then during the PS3 era, that's where Street Fighter 4 came out. And that was when I started to enter a bit more of that hardcore. I am hanging out with my high school / college friends at the time. And we're like, we're congregating at my friend Ceremel's house. We're buying white chocolate macadamia nut cookies, baking them, and we're playing fighting games.
Baking them, I love
it. Yeah, we would bake cookies, we would play video games together. And it was FIFA, it was Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and it was Street Fighter 4. And even then, as much as I was fascinated with it and I really like the art style and I really like the presentation, I'll be getting my ass smacked all the time in Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
And I'll try so hard to get good. And for whatever reason, I could get good at Tekken. I could get good at Soul Calibur. I can get good at all these other fighting games. Street Fighter was the one that was hardcore that everybody else was just good at. Everybody else had poured themselves into Street Fighter and I would get destroyed. But I always came back to it because it was always the thing where, you know, it had that style that I couldn't separate myself from. Like, I wanted to play more.
You wanted to be good at it.
Yeah. And so, yeah, over the years, you know, Ceramol introduced me to Street Fighter EX 2, which was like a weird spin-off game that was like a 3D fighter on PS2 that I played and enjoyed quite a bit. And then it was Street Fighter Third Strike that I had played way after the fact. That was like, that was the one where I was like, yo, this is actually dope as hell. This is actually really cool. Where the art style was so fantastic, so smooth. The music was dope. It was like rap music playing in the character selection screen, and it had all the presentation bits that made it cool. And then I also ran over Street Fighter Alpha 2 that I would play. That was one of the Super Nintendo ones that I would play in the back of class in high school that I had on my phone because I had the Super Nintendo emulator on my Android phone. Nice. So I'd be playing that in the back of class, and Alpha 2 was the one that, or the Street Fighter Alpha series had a bit more of an anime kind of art style to it and was a bit more like, it was different. It was like a prequel, so the characters were younger, all this stuff. But Alpha 2 was the classic one where I was like, oh, I'm actually enjoying this a lot. But come today, you know, last year, Street Fighter 6 was announced at that State of Play. We all saw that trailer, all thought it looked cool. And that was the thing that prompted me to buy Street Fighter 5, download it, and start to play that. And that is where that love affair really began.
Wow.
Where when I started playing Street Fighter 5 after the 6 announcement, I really enjoyed playing as Luke, one of the new characters, and I really got into playing the online. And, you know, I didn't play like a crazy amount of hours. I probably played maybe like 10 to 15 hours of it, but it was enough for me to go, okay, no, I think I'm into this time around. I think I can get into this. And it was with the Street Fighter 6 time we had at Summer Game Fest, and then following that, a bunch of closed and open betas that they've been doing for the game over the last year where I've been playing it more and more and just falling in love with it. To now, I'm at the point where I genuinely am all about Street Fighter now.
So do you plan to keep playing it? Is this going to be something, for you in an ongoing fighting game, is it something that you think you're going to play nightly, I guess, now that we're upon release and you have other people to go play? And then are you going to stick with it, you think, and be trying to play it nightly? Or is it something, rather than do 2 or 3 matches, you're going to work on this review, come back a week later, play a night of it, go away for another review, come back? How do you in your head see Street Fighter 6?
It'll definitely be, for the time being now, I plan to play it as much as I can.
Yeah.
Right? Even in the midst of a bunch of games coming out, like, I want to play Diablo. I want to play Final Fantasy when that comes out. I want to play even more Zelda.
For sure.
I'm going to make time to play Street Fighter because I want to stream it. I want to be there nightly. I want to get good at it. Like, I want to actually, there's so much enjoyment that comes out of leveling up my skill in any game, but like fighting games, that's all that is. And so like, is this pure, hey, let's get good. Like, let's actually really try to ring an opponent and download them. And even doing the stream that we did earlier today, that we did Street Fighter, you know, playing against Lawrence and Sontag, and then also Khalif Adams, having the back and forth of, oh man, I've got them downloaded, and then, oh no, they've got me downloaded. Like, I got to figure out how to change my strategy. It's such a satisfying thing, and I'm gonna be in it at least for now.
Yeah.
Over the year, though, I'm definitely gonna come back to it, even if I end up not doing it every night. I'm gonna come back to it, I think, over the year and over the years. Until the next Street Fighter is out, but even, you know, until it's gonna be that fun thing of handing the baton to Mortal Kombat and then to Tekken, and getting bored with that and being like, okay, let's go back to Street Fighter.
See what they've done.
I think it's gonna be in the roster of games. Like,
are they doing like a season pass? Are they doing like ongoing stuff?
Yeah, they have a battle pass that they're doing, and then there's also a character pass where they're gonna drop characters over the year, and they have all the DLC characters for the first year mapped out, and so you know who those are. But yeah, they're gonna keep up with it like a live thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah
If Street Fighter, you know, it never connected for me. It was never a thing for me, and I think it was because Mortal Kombat was the hip, cool, like, that was, you know, just as me and my friend, we were still too young to be playing Mortal Kombat, right? Our parents were very worried about the fatalities and everything else, but I think the fact that it was extreme and it had the blood and it had all this stuff and it's banned and SNES is changing it based on what your Genesis and yada yada, like, for some reason that resonated with my group of video game fans. And I think it's because none of our older brothers, their older brothers played Street Fighter, so that wasn't like something passed down. Because a lot of these stories are that. A lot of people I know who talk about it talk about their brothers coming back or their sisters even getting them involved in it, right? I didn't have any of that. So it was that Mortal Kombat was there and it was totally the sideshow. It was the thing that we all played because it was crazy. And could you do this fatality? How do you do that? But none of us were like the competitive. We're counting frames. We're going to stick with this. It was just about being the best in your group, right? And so moved on. And so Street Fighter for me was always this peripheral thing and not being a fighting game either, right? It was just something that was happening that I knew had a fan base. And I was always not shocked, but I was always so impressed, I guess, by the audience for it. When you'd go to a Comic-Con and you'd see that there, you know, an old story, you know, that we talk about all the time is Underdogs, right? That burrito shop in SF that used to be right by the spare bedroom that we'd eat at all the time when we were coming back to do Game Over Greggy shows after IGN. And then, of course, it got such a reputation. Best friends would go there when they came out for Kind of Funny Lives and whatnot. But, like, they had a Street Fighter II machine. And it was one of those things of, you know, I was too young to enjoy the heyday of arcades. Like, I wasn't of age enough to go to arcades when they actually mattered, right? And so, like, that was always the closest I feel I got to it, where, like, Underdogs, people would just line up and they'd put their quarter down and then they'd sit there and they'd play each other and they'd do this stuff. And it was always so impressive to watch people and the finesse and how good they were at it. And, you know, at IGN, the people who would come through and play and review these games, and Mark Ryan, right? These people are just awesome at that game. It was, like, so, always so incredible to watch, but then also, it was always like watching Michael Jordan playing and they'd be like, well, I'm not going to pick up a basketball. Like, yeah. I'm not going to try to learn to fucking shoot a hoop. I'm not going to do this. I'm never going to be that good.
Yeah.
So it's always this weird other language people have for it that I find so impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I think Street Fighter is special. And I've only come to realize it recently. And like, I think this is one of those scenarios where age does come into play for me, where when I was young, you know, like, I was aware of Street Fighter, but what was more appealing to me was the 3D stuff, because just stylistically, the presentation of it, of seeing a Tekken or seeing any of the 3D fighters and the music and the virtual fighter, like, seeing that. And I remember playing Dead or Alive at a friend's house, and all of those ones were the ones where I was like, oh, these are the cool ones, though. Like, I can do actual combos, and, like,
the way that all
the visual flair looked, that was so appealing to me. And then, yeah, Mortal Kombat was the one that originally got me in, like I was talking about, during that PS2 era. Street Fighter, now that, like, I've come across all these fighting games that I've played enough, I come back to Street Fighter, I play it, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is just solid. Like,
yeah,
it has this
is the fundamental.
This is, like, yeah, it has its fundamentals down so well. It can go back and forth. Like, the actual fighting experience here is so solid, even though you look at Mortal Kombat and you're like, oh, fatalities. Oh, you look at Tekken and you're like, oh, man, the music. Oh, man. You play Street Fighter 6 and it's, oh, the fighting here is really good. And I think that's why, to this day, Street Fighter has a reverence. You know, we talk about it on other shows that the last Tekken sold more than the last Street Fighter. I've always thought Street Fighter was competitive with Mortal Kombat in sales. It is not. Like, Mortal Kombat is outselling Street Fighter by maybe twice the amount of copies. But it will. I don't think it'll ever change that. People have just such a reverence and respect for Street Fighter because of the history of it and what it brought to the medium, and also just the fact that, like, it's Street Fighter. It's always going to be around. You're going to have Street Fighter 6. Them treating Street Fighter 6 in all the right ways and having the marketing down and having a very awesome game on their hands and putting it out means that people are going to congregate around it in a way that is different from any other fighting game, even Mortal Kombat. Like, Mortal Kombat has the mainstream. Mortal Kombat has the story that's fun and all that stuff. But Street Fighter has the community that's going to fuck with it real hard, because it is what it is, right? It is that classic, oh, everybody knows what this is. Everybody enjoys this game. Cool, let's come together and let's play some Street Fighter. That's what it is.
I asked you, ladies and gentlemen, to write into kindoffunny.com/rememberblank with your Street Fighter memories, and so many of you did. And it's always interesting to see the shades of everybody's thing. We're all thinking about, you know, sleepovers with the two TV setup for Mortal Kombat. You're talking about your cookie parties for this or whatever. Steve Uden writes in and says, before the bar, every night, my group of friends would all drink and play Street Fighter 3 Third Strike on my original Xbox in the mid-2000s. Made every one of our girlfriends hate Street Fighter. 10 out of 10, we'll do it again.
Barrett, is Barrett running this, or is Kevin who's running this?
Barrett should be.
Barrett, I'm going to see if I can send you some Street Fighter Third Strike in the asses. Because, like, Street Fighter Third Strike to this day is still probably the best looking Street Fighter game, and maybe one of my favorite looking games just in the style
period.
Of it. Yeah, it has such a fluid, cool art style that I'm sad. Oh, I mean, Barrett's on it.
Barrett knows how to do
beat. Yeah. But yeah, like, it is a fluid ass game that has such cool visuals to it. I'm all about it.
Yeah, just gorgeous. The Street Fighter is always so gorgeous.
Yeah.
One of the things that was written in was from Joe, who wrote into kindoffunny.com/rememberblank. It says, playing Street Fighter on 3DS and realizing how cool the 3D features were. You know what I mean? I think 3DS was such, for so many people, such a little weird gimmick.
Yeah.
And for the games that actually used it, which apparently for Joe, Street Fighter was one of the ones that did it really well, you can see why that would matter to them. There's a bunch of little brothers writing in. Richard says, I once beat my older brother with Ken, and he was Ryu when I was 8. Unforgettable. I like that. Usually, you know, especially this late into Remember Blank's life, we get very long stories that are drawn out. And, like, these were the ones that were the shortest of all, because I was like, the prompt was, tell me your Street Fighter story. And some people wrote in, and, like, one of Trevor writes in and just says, Evo moment, colon, 37, Daigo versus Justin Wong.
Have you seen this?
Period.
You've seen
this. Is it the one where he blocks like a million things or whatever? Yeah, I remember that being a moment that got shared around at the time, right? Where, that was a thing that was like, that was, I think, a clip you couldn't escape after that.
Either. It was that mind-blowing moment of, you know, like for in that one, right? It's, you got to have like those frame perfect parries. And Chun-Li's, I believe it was her super, you know, she throws at you so many different kicks. And so it's him parrying each of them individually so that he doesn't get that chip damage. And then he ends it off by finishing her. And it's,
because he's almost ready to, they're playing, he's Ken right now. Chun-Li's got way more health. And it's just this amazing block or whatever. But I also just look.
He is one hit away from death.
Look at this. I mean, if you're not an audio listener, sorry. But if you're a video listener, look at this and what Evo used to look like, right?
Individual parries. Jumps, parries that one, and then it's the super back for this hype moment where everybody's going crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
That's one of those things, again, I'm talking about like watching an expert at play. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I don't even understand most of this, but I appreciate how much you're into it. Yeah. And how you can do these things that I think are so outrageously insane. And that's what it's about. It's about learning, right?
Yeah.
Just like Cam did. Cam's Street Fighter memory is my dad teaching me how to Hadouken in Street Fighter 2. Also, we played a ton of Tekken. So when Street Fighter Cross Tekken came out, that was an insane moment. Similar to Mario and Sonic Olympic Games. 90s me would never believe that.
Yeah. I mean, that was a dream. And I think the dream still, the most legendary one that I don't know if it could ever happen would be Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I think that's the one that everybody would ask for, right? And like, I don't know how you'd make that happen or if that even makes sense to happen. But Street Fighter Cross Tekken was such a cool idea that ended up not being a great game. But the fact that at the very least we got it, they tried, and it gave birth to things like Akuma in Tekken 7 and that actually being a good crossover there. Yeah, like that was such a legendary one.
Speaking of legendary, let's talk about Wesley's teacher. My senior year of high school, I took AP Physics 2, and we did nothing in class for the entire month of May after taking the AP test. Quote, nothing specifically involved hooking up the teacher's SNES to the projector and squaring off in Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Whenever one of us got a winning streak, the teacher would be sure to jump in as Guile, right?
That's like Guile,
And wipe the floor with them, and it remains one of my favorite high school memories.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. I love the teacher is just the expert. It was like, no, okay. You're getting too big for your britches in this class. I'm going to clown you out.
That's super dope. I have like small nephews, right? Like they're young. Well, one of them's like 9. So
that's still small. That's still small.
He's still small. Yeah. One of them's 9. The other is 4. And like, they're the ones who I gifted them a Switch to, and then I gifted an Xbox Series S to this last Christmas.
Game Pass?
Best deal in the game? I told my sister to get Game Pass. Though.
$10.
At some point, man, I can't wait to play games with them. Like, sadly, I don't get to hang out with them as much because they're in a whole different state. But
sure.
One of these days, I'm gonna bring them.
Well, once they get the games easier, right, and like you can play online with them, that'll be easy way to hang out with them.
Yeah,
we also play Fortnite though.
Yeah, that's the thing is they're gonna be way more into Fortnite than a Street Fighter. Yeah. But I can try.
You can try. Bruce wrote in with a sweet one. I thought I saw Street Fighter 2 at an arcade and I bought it immediately when it released for SNES. I've been a fan ever since. Through the years, I've owned a lot of collectibles from statues to arcade 1-ups. I actually got a Chun-Li tattoo last year.
Oh, wow.
I always like that kind of dedication when games hit that much for somebody. And speaking for hitting something, I'm going to read a long one to close this out. Mm. This one comes from Cambosa, who wrote into kindoffunny.com/rememberblank, just like you can. My favorite Street Fighter story is a personal one, since it's the story of how I got into the fighting game community. I started getting into fighting games in 2017, with Street Fighter V being the first one I stuck with around August. I was only just messing around with arcade mode and getting my ass whooped online, but in December, while working at GameStop, a customer, Jay, came in looking for Guilty Gear Xrd. I never had a customer looking for a fighting game before, and seeing as I was getting addicted to the genre, I ended up having a long chat with Jay. Eventually, he told me about a local called Coin Up. I think he means like Game Boy called Coin Up, that held weekly offline tournaments only 20 minutes from where I lived. The funny part was when I first picked up Street Fighter V, I did look for locals near me and found CoinOp, but saw they were inactive for a while, which Jay explained they started back up a few months ago. So, on January 1st, 2018, I ended up going to my first fighting game local, which was being hosted in this tiny card shop. This was where I met people like Ludovic, a really chill dude with a godlike Chun Li, and Richmond, who ended up being my first teacher in FGC. Going to CoinOp quickly became a routine for me. And even though I was getting stomped by everyone there, barely even getting rounds off on them, it was something I looked forward to every week. And then CoinOp shut down like 3 months later. It came as a bit of a shock because it was so sudden. They posted the announcement of it while I was about to leave my college campus to go there, and I was a bit heartbroken because I had gotten attached to the people there pretty quickly. When talking to one of the people, I thought CoinOp, they told about a venue called Xandu, which was an hour drive from me. At the time, I didn't drive much and thought, man, driving an hour just to play video games, I don't know about that, .. But I saw pretty much everyone from CoinOp recommended it and said they'd be there. So I thought I'd give it a try at least once. Cut to now, where I make that drive nearly every week. I made tons of new friends through fighting games, started to get into tournament organizing by helping Xandu and their events, and even hosting several online weeklies for different games, with a Street Fighter VI weekly coming when it's out. And I've even been to several FGC majors like Evo and Combo Breaker. Eventually, when Soul Calibur 6 came out, I would fall off Street Fighter 5, but now have a hard time coming back to it after getting into other fighting games. That said, Street Fighter 5 is going to forever hold a special place in my heart as the game that got me into the FGC and what essentially shifted my path in life. Sorry for the long-winded post. I just love reminiscing about my time in the FGC, even though it's only been like 5 years. And with Street Fighter 6 around the corner, I'm excited to think about how we're going to be seeing a new wave of people that are going to be getting into fighting games and hopefully get to experience their FGC local.
That's awesome.
That's phenomenal. What a great story. Yeah. And I think 5 years is plenty of time with any hobby, and especially as connected as you've been to it, Kambosa. So. Yeah. Congrats on
Kambosa
that.
Is dope. Kambosa, he is usually in my chat if I'm streaming fighting games.
Yeah.
And like he's been in my DMs trying to get me to do like some online tournaments.
Yeah.
And so they do
local stuff here still too, right? Like I don't know post COVID if the Foundry bounced back and all that stuff's happened.
Oh, I don't know about the Foundry.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a mission one that they used to do.
I don't know if there's I'm sure Street Fighter stuff is gonna start up now that the game is about to be out, but I've already Roger left flyers on my desk for a Smash tournament. And I'm like, I don't do those.
I'm not gonna do Smash.
People are too good at Smash. Yeah, I can't wrap my brain around that. But hell yeah, dude. Yeah, I can't wait to see what Street Fighter VI does for people getting into that and people joining their local tournaments or starting up tournaments locally and like what that does just for the community of it. Because I think that is the best part of fighting games is the community aspect. That's why today's stream was so fun doing it with Lawrence and then also with Khalif, right? Like it's all about finding the people you know and like building relationships with people who you might not know as well,
yeah.
Right? But like getting this thing and going, hey, let's do 10 rounds and just, you know, fighting back and forth and baking cookies and having a good time. Like, that's what it's all about. And yeah, that's a very special story to hear from Kambosa.
Yep. And as Kambosa points out, like going there, just getting stomped, right? But that wasn't even what it was about. It's not about going to win, right? It's about going to learn and play.
That was one where when we started the stream too, you know, I lost my first match or whatever. And there was somebody in chat that was like,
you suck.
Yeah. And I'm like, it does. That's not what it's about. Right. Like, I go in assuming I'm going to lose 50% of matches because guess what? Like, it's one-on-one. Somebody's got to lose. Like, 50% of these matches are going to be lost. It's about going in and, like, learning what you can do better and also just having a good time even if you're getting your ass stomped. You know, it's about going in there, losing, downloading the opponent, and trying to create this back and forth that's a fun time for everybody involved. And so, yeah, get out there. Go play some Street Fighter.
Go play some Street Fighter. Because that's been another episode of Remember Blank. Thank you for watching. Next week, we are, of course, remembering your favorite Xbox conference moments. So get on over to kindoffunny.com/rememberblank to chime in and be part of the nostalgia. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.